Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Continue to raise your voice and worship Him. Continue to raise your voice and magnify. Exalt the name of our Lord Jesus now. Exalt the name of our Lord Jesus now. He under the wash, Sarabadi under the wash. Raise your voice. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. Come on, somebody linger in the spirit right now. He's here. He's here. Whenever He's lifted up, He shows up. When Jesus is lifted up, He shows up. Come on, raise your voice and lift Him up. Lift Him up wherever you are. He's showing up everywhere. That is being lifted up right now. Raise your voice. Come on, love Him. Oh, oh, ah. Oh, oh, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, oh, oh. Somebody worship Him. We call it the evening sacrifice. Come on. Somebody connect right now. Oh, 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 ah, oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, love on him. Take it now. Be exalted. Spirit of God, be glorified. Oh. Voice and speak in the language of the Spirit right now. Give him an evening sacrifice. Raise your voice, raise your voice, raise your voice, raise your voice. Come on, love him. Is anybody praying? Oh! Oh! He is magnified in this place. Jesus is exalted in this place. He is highly exalted in this house. His presence is right here with you. Oh. 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 Somebody love the Lord with all your heart. Linger in the spirit right now. This is your evening sacrifice. Come on, Lord, and all. In the name of Jesus, I want us to enter into a time of prayer. Yesterday we learned that one reason why we need power is to be able to deal with the works of the enemy. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 6, verse number 34, that sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. We are made to understand that this evil is caused by wicked men. It's caused by wickedness. Say wickedness. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you must understand that God has given us power, especially on the altar of prayer, to deal with the wickedness of the wicked. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Therefore, I want us to consider the following scriptures as we are about to zoom into a time of prayer. Psalm number 7, verse number 9. A quick one. Psalm number 7, verse number 9. He said that, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end.
Hallelujah.
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 And establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the heart of the reins. So, among the prayers, see these scriptures I'm giving out, let it roll on the screen, alright, as we are praying, because we are going to pray a long blast prayer. Say a long blast prayer.
Long blast prayer.
All that you are saying is that, Father, this year let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Are you with me?
Yes.
The essence of your power is to deal with the wickedness of the wicked. Are you understanding me?
Yes.
The Bible has made us to understand that the whole earth lies in what? The whole world lies in what? Wickedness. 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 Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And therefore, we are going to deal with that. Again, you can also look at Psalm 31, verse 17. Psalm 31, verse 17. Now, it says that, let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Praise God. You see, I don't want to teach much because I want us to have enough time and pray. Hallelujah. So, the Bible says that let the wicked be put to shame. It means that may their expectations never be fulfilled. This year, their expectation concerning your life be crushed.
In the name of Jesus.
Be crushed.
In the name of Jesus.
Whatever they expect to happen to you, may it never suffice.
In the name of Jesus.
Somebody is blessed.
That's me.
Again, 36:11. He said that let not the foot of the pride come against me, and let not the hand of the wicked remove me. This year, may the hand of the wicked never remove you. Are you with me? The hand of the wicked should not what?
Move me.
Should not remove you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
7 to 1 verse 4. He says that, deliver me, O my God, out of the hand of the wicked and out of the hand of the unrighteous and the cruel man. May the Lord deliver us. I said, may the Lord deliver us.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, may the Lord deliver us.
In the name of Jesus.
Psalm number 92 verse 11 is also a very important one. Psalm number 92 verse number 11. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He said that my eyes shall see the desires of my enemies, and my ears shall hear the desires of the wicked that rise up against me. This year, may your eyes see your desire upon your enemies, and may your ears hear your desires upon the wicked. Then the last scripture, Jeremiah 15:21. Then we begin to pray. We are praying a long blast prayer. Say a long blast prayer.
Long blast prayer.
Until we are tired, we are not stopping. And let the scriptures rule as we pray. We are going to pre-read the scriptures. So you'll be looking on the screen and be praying. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jeremiah 15:21. Jeremiah 15:21. He says that, and I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. That says the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I will redeem thee out of the hand of the terrible. I will deliver you. This year may we be delivered from the hand of the wicked.
In the name of Jesus.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see, we'll be praying this prayer along the way as we go through the journey. But today I feel we should deal with the wicked. We should deal with it. We should deal based on the message yesterday. The Bible, Jesus said, even in his own prayer line, that when you pray, say, deliver us from evil. Praise God. Lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver us from evil. There is enough evil in this world, but may the Lord deliver us. I said, may the Lord deliver us.
In the name of Jesus.
I said, may the Lord deliver us.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, my Father and my God.
My Father and my God.
In the name of your Son Jesus.
In the name of your Son Jesus.
On this altar.
On this altar.
I receive empowerment.
I receive empowerment.
To deal.
To deal.
With the wickedness.
With the wickedness.
Of the wicked.
Of the wicked.
Against my life.
Against my life.
This year.
This year.
2021.
2021.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
The power of God.
The power of God.
To destroy all forms of influences,
all forms of influence
and machinations,
machinations
of the enemy,
of the enemy,
against my life,
against my life,
my family
right now,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of
as
Jesus,
I open my mouth,
as I open my mouth,
and I begin to pray,
and I begin to pray,
let the wickedness
of the wicked
be destroyed.
Oh
God,
deliver me
out of the hand
of the wicked.
Oh God,
redeem me
out of the hand
of the terrible.
Redeem my family,
my children,
my household.
Redeem
our ministry
from the hand
of the terrible
right now.
Oh Lord, Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Let it perish this year. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray a long last prayer. Come on, open your mouth.
To serve. Let me not be put to serve. Oh, cut it out of us. Cut it out of us. Raise your heart. 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 Raise your heart.
Reservoir, somebody pray. Somebody pray. You are prevailing over the wicked. You are prevailing over the enemy. You are prevailing. You are prevailing. You are prevailing. You are prevailing. Raise your voice. Raise your bar. Raise your bar. Raise your bar. A long blast prayer. A long blast prayer. A long blast prayer. Something is happening. You are prevailing. You are prevailing on the altar of prayer. Power is being released now. He said, I will deliver thee out of the hand of the wicked. Father, deliver us this year. Deliver my family. Deliver my children. Father, deliver us from the hand of the wicked. Lead us not into temptation. Raise your voice. Let me not be put to shame. Let me not be put to shame. Let the wicked be ashamed. And let them be silent throughout the year. Let the arrows. In the name of Jesus,
we are going to have another set of long blast prayer again. Now, Jeremiah 5 verse 26, put it there. Jeremiah 5 verse 26. Please position yourself very well. Jeremiah 5 26. Now help me read. Are you with me? Let's go. For among my people are found what? Among my people have found what? They lay wait as he that what? Set a snare. They set a trap. They catch me. Wow. You know what is happening? Among my people are what? Wicked men. And what do? They set snare in order to catch men. And they say, hey, your friend saying, a wo onyankopon awodin to me mo wo kronkron ma shede ni to me mo ye hai fidie bia ewo yeso demo na tenie. I'm giving you more understanding so that we can pray long, so take that one, and then these are the ways they operate through evil arrows. Say evil arrows. Wicked men operate through what?
Evil arrows.
Evil arrows. That is why in Isaiah 54 verse 17 said that no weapon that is formed against thee shall do what? Because they fire arrows as weapons in order to what? Afflict you. But let the arrows, the Bible says, may it never find us as targets. It will never prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
One way by which I'm just giving you, I want to flash through so that we can pray. Another way is through evil garments. Evil garments. Say evil garment.
Evil garment.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
They operate through evil garment. Another one is also they operate through evil dreams. The Bible says that whilst men slept, evil dreams. When you are sleeping, that is Matthew 13, verse 25. We want to raise our voice in prayer. Hey, God, the Azabado. Any arrows, any garment, any opportunity they had when I was sleeping or I was not of myself, let their snares be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
This year, may the snare of the wicked to trap me be broken.
In the name of Jesus.
Are you ready to pray?
Yes.
Raise your hands and say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every arrow of the wicked.
Every arrow of the wicked.
Fired into my life.
Fire into my life and destiny.
It shall not prosper.
In the name of Jesus.
Right now.
Every evil garment.
Prepared for me. Or any member of my family.
By
the wicked powers.
Let the garment be consumed.
By fire. Now, whatever they have planted
in my life
through dreams, right now, I nullify
in the name of Jesus.
Now, their trap to catch me will never function in the name of Jesus. It will never prosper.
The Bible says,
among my people
are found
wicked men.
They lay wait
as he that set a snare.
Right now,
every snare
that is set
by the wicked
be broken now
by the power
of the Holy Ghost
on this altar.
This year,
clap your hands and begin to pray now. Rise up,
a long blast prayer. Open your mouth.
A long blast prayer.
A long blast prayer.
Hey!
Yes. raise your voice. Come on, raise your voice in prayer. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up, we condemn in judgment. Somebody raise your voice. Long blast prayer. Long blast prayer. Let us not be broken now. Let us not be broken up. Let us not be broken up. Let us not be broken up. Every arrow fired at you, it shall not prosper. Hey! 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 Somebody open your mouth. Pray for your family. Pray for your children. Pray for the oldies. Pray for your parents. They sat now. Hey! Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Raise your voice. Hey! Hey! Come on! You are investing in prayer. Any garment prepared to put on you. Any garment they want to put on you. Be destroyed. The garment of sin. The garment of destruction. Garment of failure. Hey! The arrows of sickness. Hey! Hey! Every garment of shame this year, we destroy. Every garment of death, we destroy.
Raise your hands and celebrate God for the victory right now. Come on, thank Him. Come on, thank Him for the victory. Come on, thank Him for the victory. Thank Him for the victory. Thank Him for the victory. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together and take your seat. I want to leave you with some important truths before you leave here. Yes, we have been looking at throughout this week that one of the things that we need, or the essence of this prophetic journey, is to be empowered. It says to be empowered. Yeah. In fact, we are not in a fast because we are hungry or we don't have food to eat. Far from it. Say far from it. Yeah. But we want to be and deal with what? Praise God. Yeah. He said he giveth power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he does what? Increases their strength. Wow. So, you see, when some things are not working well for you, it means that thing is fainting. So, whatever it is, it can be marital issues. It can be financial issues. It can be childbirth issues. It can be academic issues. It can be employment or career issues. Whatever it is, that is what makes you faint. You understand? It's making you faint. But then, the antidote is not to get that thing. As in, to get married. So that your fainting will go. No. But then he said that to them that faint, he will give them what? Power. Hallelujah. So the antidote to fainting is the power that you receive on the altar of what? Fasting and prayer. What a blessing. Jesus, it happened to him. Luke chapter number 4, verse number 1 and 2. We understand that Jesus, when he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness, and there he fasted for 40 days. I was telling you the other day, how can a whole God come and dwell among people and nobody knew it? You understand my argument? Jesus is God. And Jesus as God has come to dwell, if it's in Kumasi or even in Ija here. And nobody knew that God was walking about. God was walking about. All that they knew was that his father was what? A carpenter. Until he was driven by the Spirit into the wilderness. And he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Then verse number 14, the Bible says, and he returned. You know, the secret is that, you see, whatever you went in with is what you return with. Come on, push it for me. Jesus did not go in order for him to get daily bread. Are you with me? No. Not for him to be promoted at work. He didn't go to fasting so that, even people will see him. You see, what he is in, that's why you must, I was going to teach you. You must prioritize your prayer. And pray with specific, I told you. Pray with what you want to return with after this fast. What do you want to return with? Jesus, before he went into prayer, fasting and prayer, he had it in mind that I want to return with power. Praise God. And therefore the Bible says that, and he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. The mindset you are going into this fast determines what you comes out of. Listen, God is not interested in these things that we are thinking of. Whereas we are thinking of temporal things, God is thinking of how he can position us permanently in that blessing. And we are thinking of what to get now. Whatever you need will never satisfy you. But when you get the power, you will be able to command anything you need. Your army was weak. I wish I'm speaking to somebody here. Do you understand? So it's like, I know many of you have started targeting on things. Lord, I need this, I need this, I need that. It is good. It's not bad in its way. But those things are not important. What you need is to be endued with power. Power. Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost. And the Bible says, and there went out a fame of him throughout all the region. Wow. 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 Somebody who was a carpenter's son, the only referral was to call him what? A carpenter's son. Now the Bible says the fame of him. The fame of him spread abroad. And then he began to teach in their synagogues. Wow. Being glorified. Look at the verse 15. Being glorified of them all. And then verse 18. Then he said that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me. What a blessing. May you return after this fast full of the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So power is what we receive. And I told you from the beginning that power is that which is used to do things, to make things happen. Yesterday we said that power is what makes us to all be able to deal with the wicked, the enemy. Because Jesus said that sufficient unto the day is what? The evil thereof. Praise God. Now, before we continue, I want to share with you how you can position yourself on the altar of fasting and prayer for the power. Because listen, even though the platform is meant to receive power, if you don't take care, the 40 days will be over and yet you have not received anything. The power has not come. Amen. Even though the platform of prayer and fasting is to empower you, there is the need for you to position yourself so that that power can be endued. Praise God. And one of them that I'm sharing with you in closing is that you must refuse to be offended in God. You must refuse to be offended in God. Say, I must refuse to be offended in God. Now say this after me. God is always right. I'm going to say it again. Say, God is always right. He doesn't make mistakes. Yeah. Sometimes we are praying, but yet deep inside us, we are offended. And we are offended in God because it looks like one particular thing we have been praying every year. We are coming to fast and then pray, but then God, as if God there, or he's doing it for others, but maybe he has forgotten about me. So even though you are praying, still believing God, you have offended in your heart because somebody just came to the church and God did it for him. Oh, and let him join the church, and now he has gotten somebody to marry. But you have been praying, serving the Lord, doing everything. You are not seeing it. Ah. Even though you are praying, is God really real? Is God that they are saying? So why me? Why me? Tell somebody, why me? I want you to say to yourself that God is always right. To be offended in God is to change in your attitude towards him. Is to change in your heart. Is to change in your heart. There are so many things that can make you be offended in God. So many things. And one of them, which I just highlighted on, is when you have been waiting for a long time or something and it's not forthcoming. When you feel that you have done your best to make sure that you should have secured that thing by now, and yet nothing seems to be happening. When you feel that, why should God sit down for me to go through what I'm going through? Do you know there are people who go like that? There are people, they will do all that they do and say, if Pastor Obed is called by God, then let this be happening, and then it doesn't happen. Then they say, oh, Pastor Obed Christ is not called by God.
Go ahead.
Hey. Oh, you haven't heard that before. They say it all the time. Meanwhile, you have messed up the problem. If Pastor Ben is really called by God, then God, let him show. Hey! Tell somebody, don't be offended in God. John the Baptist was offended in Jesus, and his head had to pay the price for it. Matthew 11 verse 6. He lost his head when he was offended in God. In this altar of fasting and prayer, one way by which you can position yourself is to be free from offenses. Is to be free from what? Let it be in your spirit that God, you are always right. You are always right. The way I am, you are right. You are right. You are a perfect God. You don't make mistake. Even if I'm not seeing what I need, you are still good and you are still right. The Bible says that, and blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. This is the response that Jesus sent to John. John sent Jesus and his disciples to go and ask Jesus whether he is the Christ, or they should expect another one. And you know that they are not, it's not a statement, but then the motive behind it. You are the same person who pointed to the people that behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. And you were the one who was giving him the light. I mean, our key scripture was a description of how Jesus saw John. That he was a burning and shining light. Somebody who was pointing everybody to see the light that is Jesus Christ. And now, because of offense, you are asking whether you see the Christ or we should expect someone. Say offense. Say offense. If you don't take care, the challenges you go through will make you be offended without knowing. You will be coming to church because church has become a tradition and a normal thing for you. You will be praying because you just want to pray. But deep inside you are offended. Why should God do this? Why should God allow, if God is really there, why should you allow? There are some people who go like, if God is really there, why should you allow? Why should he allow earthquakes and then tsunamis to kill people and all that? They ask foolish questions. Offend. And anytime you get offended in God, it is an indication that you're not going to receive anything from him. Are you with me? And this is the response that Jesus had to send to him. Go back to verse 6. He said, okay, I thought you were starting from verse 4 or 5 so that we can get it. He said, Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which ye do hear and what and see. Amen. Again. Tell them again. In other words, John himself saw it. He heard the things that was happening. But in case he's offended, go and tell him what is happening again. I pray that may God show you something. Listen, may you see the power of God at work in your life as well. The blind have received the blah, blah, blah. And verse number 6. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. Let me tell you, he's not the reason for your trouble. Say, God is not the reason. No. Come on, touch it. Say, God is not the reason for my trouble or what I'm going through. His will is to deliver you and to bring you out of it. How then do you see? There's this trend that people are offended in people who are able to help them. Do you understand? You know, you can be offended in your boss who can sign your promotion letter. How can this be possible? I pray that spirit be broken. Especially you are in the church and you are offended in pastor and you still want me to pray for you. What are you doing here? I said, what are you doing here? You're offended in pastor because maybe pastor didn't talk to you well, or pastor did something you didn't like, you're offended. But you always come to church. And I say, receive it. And say, I receive it.
No man can argue with him. Say, don't be offended in God. Praise God. So if we really want to position ourselves on the altar of fasting and prayer for the power, we need to check these things very well. Offense complicates matters. God is never blamed. Say, God is never blamed. Can I say it again? God is never blamed. Amen. Last scripture, Luke 17:1. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible but that offenses should come. So offenses will always be there. There will be some reason why. You may feel, it looks like maybe God doesn't love you. You may feel that, no. Well, let me just do it because people are doing it. You don't find any joy in whatever you're doing because you're offended. I pray today, may the spirit of offense be broken over your life. In the name of Jesus, what a blessing. From today, determine throughout this season to be offense-free. Say, I am offense-free. And not only with God, with other fellow human beings, people that you are fighting with, people that you have issues with, let them go. Say, let them go. Amen. What a blessing. Wow. The service is over. Be on your feet. Raise your hands to the Father and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, give me the grace to let go. Anything that makes me feel offended, in the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Come on, open your mouth and pray. Raise your voice and pray. Kandarabo shadi arabadabada. Re bata la da 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 de shadabadabada. Re kandi re arabo shadi. Kera dio shiri 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 dio E capanta lia dosa, rapanta lava dosa, ni anto sata, re capanta tata, rapta la brandosa, tuato, arranta lia dosa, arrate te te codo. Come on, pray. You want to pray that, Father? Give me the grace to let go. Help me to free up my mind. May I not be offended? Yes, you are the Lord. Most High, raise your voice. Most High. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Come on, worship Him as we go. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are the Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. You are the Lord. Hey, yes, you are the Lord. Oh, yes, you are.
as you
are the Lord.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.